evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Harry, I just came from the income tax office, and all the celebrities were there. You know, we've only got a few days. One of the clerks gave a tax blank to Hedy Lamarr. Can you imagine? The government wants Hedy Lamarr to fill out her form. But in all fairness, Harry, I must say that this year, everybody's only too happy to pay even the biggest stars. Believe me.
Say, Eddie, what does a man like Clark Gable have to pay for it?
Well, if Gable makes $400,000, he has to give the government $300,000.
Well, is that good? What has he got left?
$100,000 in Carol Lombard. Is that bad?
Well, I know now why those big stars only make two pictures a year, because if they made a third one, the government gets the whole thing.
Yeah, listen, Harry, some of those third pictures the government won't even take. I know, I've seen some of those third pictures. Seen them, I made one.
Well, look, Eddie, you know so much about income tax, maybe you'd be willing to help me with mine. Look at this blank here. I can't make head or tail of this
thing. Well, it's very simple, Harry. Look here, it says, see Instruction 1, Paragraph 4, Schedule B. Which says taxable items are obligation of a state, territory, and political subdivision thereof, and issued under the Federal Farm Loan Act, and interest accrued in excess of exemption, and anyone around my base is it. How did that get in here?
Well, let's see. It says there, see paragraph 3, Schedule A.
Schedule A. It says, see paragraph 5, Schedule B. Here it is. It says, detour to paragraph 7. Here, Harry.
Well, what does it say in paragraph 7?
It says, won't give up, eh, buddy? Oh, there's something wrong here. Let's try this a different way, Harry. How much, for instance, did you earn last year?
Well, before I signed with you, I worked 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's $5,000.
Yes.
Then I worked 13 weeks with you. That's $130.
Yeah. That totals $5,130. Harry, how come on your return here, you only put down $1,500?
Oh, well, I'm no show-off.
Yeah, but you can't do that, Harry. You'll get in trouble if you don't put down the right amount.
Oh, well, I took care of that. Look here. Look what I wrote on the bottom of the blank.
Let's see that. Any similarity between my figures and the correct ones is purely accidental? Oh, Harry. That's no good.
Well, I'm disgusted with the whole thing anyway, because they printed my total earnings in the newspaper.
Yeah, but they print the total earnings of all the celebrities on the front pages.
Oh, but mine wasn't on the front page. It was listed under embarrassing moments. Say, that reminds me, Eddie.
Yeah.
What about little baby Joe? Are we allowed to deduct $400 for him?
Oh, fine chance you'd have listing that kid as a dependent. Remember, he's worth $1,000,000. He's got to file a return himself. Oh, don't worry, darling. Don't worry, little Joe. I'll figure out your returns for you. Let's see. Deductions?
Deductions? Yeah. Oh, you know, it's too bad the baby can't talk, or he'd tell us what he wants taken off.
I know what he wants taken off. Remove his bib, Harry.
Yes.
You know, ever since word got around that little Joe is a millionaire, he's been bothered by insurance men, salesmen.
Well, what's that?
That's probably another one of them. Now, come in, please.
Mr. Kent, yeah. I'm from the Department of Internal Revenue.
Oh, you can come to my house and count the relatives. Those suits of mine are certainly not walking around by themselves. Go over, count. Go over.
Just a moment,
there's
Mr.
There's Leo, there's Joe.
Mr. Cantor, look. Yeah. In 1935, you overpaid the government $7.50. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, well, all right. How do I get the $7.50 back?
Well, one way is to answer a few simple questions.
Yes.
How old are you?
What's another way?
All right. Now, you could get a plane and fly to Washington. Then you go to the Secretary of the Treasury. He'll send you
keep the $7.50.
Oh, no, you don't. For 5 years, I've been trailing you. For 5 years, this $7.50 of yours has been messing up the entire government account.
Yes.
The Treasury Department blames the Department of Interior. The Army blames the Navy blames the Labor Department. Do you realize if it wasn't for your $7.50, we could have balanced the budget?
Eddie, look, in all the excitement here, we forgot about little Joe.
Don't worry about little Joe. He's well taken care of since I hired that famous mammy from Gone with the Wind as his nurse. Look, Harry, there she is now in the nursery, fast asleep. Hattie McDaniel! Yeah, in the
Mr. Carter.
Oh, Hattie, I wish you'd stop sleeping on the job. Your snoring disturbs the baby.
It don't disturb him at all, Mr. Carter. I admit that when I inhale, I lift the baby out of the crib. But on the exhale, I blows him right back.
Hattie, you'd better stop dreaming and get to work, will you?
Not till I settle the complaint I got. You hired me to wash the baby's clothes, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, you keep your scanties out of the wash.
You mean my shorts? Are they done already?
Yes, sir. I use that automatic iron in the kitchen.
What automatic iron? Why, that's the electric toaster.
No wonder them shorts kept popping out every 2 minutes.
Now, look, Hattie, before you go in to take care of the baby, I want you to put on a nice apron. Huh?
What kind of apron?
You know, one of those that just comes up to your waist.
With my figure, that's awful indefinite.
I know, Hattie. You ought to reduce.
Mr. Canter, I don't weigh as much as you think.
No?
Matter of fact, I only weighs 135 pounds and some ounces.
Yeah. How many ounces?
954.
Hurry up, Hattie. Will you please go in and feed the baby?
Before I go, there's one thing I want to ask you about.
What?
Mr. Humphrey Bogart left this here funny-looking thing in my room.
Yeah?
How does it work? Never mind. I found out.
Is that the phone? Hello?
Hello, Canter. Guess who this is?
Harry.
What is it?
It's the mystery man who keeps calling us about the baby. Yeah, yes, what is it, please?
This is your last night with the baby.
My last?
I'm coming over there in a little while and take him away.
Take the baby?
What did he say?
No, please, mister. Hello. Hello, he hung up. Oh, my little Joe, Harry. I've got to do something quick. I'm going out and get the best detective that money can buy. Maybe he can get to the bottom of this case. Maybe he can get to the mystery man.
Maybe he can get the guy out of this cellar!
Look, Eddie, now you hurry back, will you? Dinah, I don't know. You don't seem to be at all concerned over our predicament here.
Oh, I am, Harry. But, gee, I got my own worries, too. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. La da da da, la da da da. Everything happens
to me. Oh, Eddie, what did you find out?
Harry, I think we're finally going to get straightened out with the mystery man. I went out and I hired...
Oh.
I'll tell you about it later. Hello. Eddie Canter speaking.
This is the Secretary of War. Are you going to take back that $7.50?
No. What are you going to do about it?
You'll see. Justice always triumphs.
Harry, what do you think they'll do to me?
Well, I don't know.
Come in.
Company, halt!
For $7.50, they sent the army? What is that?
Are you Eddie Canter?
Oh, yes.
Captain Jones, 3rd Regiment, 4th Division, 5th Army Corps.
Look, I don't care if they send the army, the navy, and the marines. I do not want the $7.50.
Very well, Canter, but the next time we have a draft...
Yes?
We're leaving you out, and...
I'm not having enough trouble with the mystery man. This had to happen to me.
Well, look, Eddie, you started to tell me that you went out and hired somebody.
I did, Harry. I hired the screen's greatest detective, Charlie Chan.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Inspector Chan. Now, let's get down to business. To begin with, 5 weeks ago, I got a baby.
Darn clever, these Americans.
No, the baby's not mine. I found it in a bureau drawer.
Which drawer, please, top or bottom?
What difference does that make?
Most important. Must determine whether baby left by tall or short stalk.
No, please. It couldn't have been a stalk.
What make you so sure?
Because we had an argument and I don't take from him anymore. Look, Inspector Chan, we're not getting anywhere. There's a mystery man who's been threatening me, and I can't figure out who he is.
Do you have enemies? Anyone who hates you?
Oh, what? Well, Chan, this is Eddie Cantor, the radio comedian. He has 15 million listeners.
Tough case. 15 million suspects. That laugh sound like maybe inside job.
Why, you don't suspect Harry Von Zell.
Inspector Chan give Honorable Von Zell third degree.
No,
don't do that, please. Don't let him, Eddie. Look, I'll talk. I'll tell everything. My name ain't really Harry Von Zell. In Pomona, I'm known as Pete the Punk. Sure, I robbed that bank. What? I knocked off that cop. I held up that train.
Harry, what are you saying?
Yeah. After the train hold up, I pulled a warehouse job. I walked into that joint, and two guards opened up on me. Bang, bang! Then I let him have it right back with my machine gun. And then it came. They called the cops, and the cops came around with their sirens and everything. And I'm standing there waiting for them to come in to rush in. They give us a meal of their fly force. Bang, bang, bang! And I let them have it right back with my machine gun. And a fork I put in. Bang, bang, bang!
Harry, I
was standing
Harry.
There all alone.
Harry! Are you confessing? Are you confessing to all those crimes?
I'm auditioning for Gangbusters. Move over. Fight!
All right. Look, Inspector Chan, we're not getting any place.
Please, remember, this is dark mystery.
Dark mystery?
Someone's hating me?
Inspector Chan, this is the baby's nurse, Hattie McDaniel.
Would like to have photograph of nurse for reference, please.
That's unnecessary, Mr. Chan. If you want to know what I look like, just take a picture of Sophie Tucker and gaze at the negative.
But Charlie Chan, is Hattie under suspicion?
First rule of good detective is Cherchez la femme. Find the woman. Aesop say that.
Find the woman? No, that wasn't Aesop. That was Phil Harris. Inspector Chan, suppose we go on...
Look, somebody threw a rock through the window.
There's a note tied to it.
It's from the mystery man. It says, Cantor, if you know what's good for you, meet me in 15 minutes at the above address. P.S. Bring with you $1,000 cash. Well, what am I going to do? I haven't got $1,000 on me.
Second note. What'd it say?
It says, I'll settle for $950. What now, Charlie Chan? What are we going to do?
Chan will beat mystery man at own game. We go to his hideout.
But what about the money he wants?
Chan advise you not to pay, mystery man.
But if I don't, he's liable to bump me off.
If he do, Chan get him. Justice always triumph.
Yeah, but what about me? I'll be off the air.
Justice always triumph.
That's fine. I'll be gone and leave the government stuck with that $7.50.
We go now to House of Mystery Man.
Yeah, but we must do it without too much talk.
Yes, Aesop say best way to catch rat is to keep trap shut. Hello? Inspector Chan speaking.
This is Aesop. Blame me for one more of those broken down puns and I'll slug you.
Well, Inspector, here we are.
Yes, honorable friend. This is House of Mystery Man.
Gee, what a creepy-looking place. I'm scared.
We must have courage. I will go in first, and you follow me. On second thought, you go in first, I follow you.
No, you go in first, and I'll follow you.
But Aesop says...
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll let Aesop go in first, and we'll both follow him, huh?
Look. Come on. Look. Door open by itself. Who was that?
I don't know, and don't introduce me. It's a mystery man. I can't see him, but I know that laugh.
Nice of you to come here, Cantor, and thanks for bringing your friend Charlie Chan.
Chan, look. Look, the doors are locked. We're trapped. We'll never get out of here. Oh, am I in trouble?
Aesop say, when in trouble, see confidential loan company. No cosigners, no red tape.
All right. Maybe there's a secret passage somewhere.
Cantor, observe. Another room. Perhaps mystery man in there.
I'll find out.
Anybody in there?
Anybody in there?
An echo.
Hello in there?
Hello in there?
Hello?
How do you do?
The man Russian.
Russian. Russian, what are you doing here?
I'm doing a little detective work.
Detective?
Did you ever hear of Bulldog Drummond?
Yes.
I'm one of his pups.
Oh, Russian. Leave the detective business to someone more capable. I want you to meet a friend of mine who has headquarters in every corner of the world, who has traveled by land, by sea, by air, who has made trips to Honolulu, Mexico, and every state in America.
Hey, Cameron, this is Mrs. Roosevelt.
This is the great Chinese detective, Charlie Chan.
Perhaps can help solve case. You have had experience, Mr. Russian?
Experience? I'm laughing at you. Why, 20 years ago in Russia, there was a great train robbery.
Yes, what happened?
Someone stole the crown jewel.
On a train?
And then began the greatest manhunt in history.
Yes.
Within 24 hours, I solved the case.
How did you do it?
I confessed.
But, Mr. Russian, that 20 years ago. Since then, what you do?
20 years.
They should have given you life.
Not enough.
Don't give me any of that chow, Chan.
Chow, Chan?
Or I'll fix it so you can't chew your chow chum.
Oh, stop. You're no detective.
Please, Mr. Russian. What was your most baffling case as sleuth?
Well, once I...
Never mind. Answer the inspector.
My most baffling case, Chan,
yep,
was when I found a man who had 19 bullet holes in him. Also, he had been stabbed 15 times. But his suit did not have a single scratch on it.
How could that be?
It was an inside job.
Look, if you want to prove you're a detective, snoop around and find that mystery man for us. Well, I'm glad he's gone. Wait.
Look. Yeah. Something moved.
A shadow.
That ain't no shadow, boss. That's me.
Hattie, why are you in here?
I didn't plan to come in, boss. I was just waiting outside for you.
Yeah.
But while I was sitting on the curb...
Yes?
A cop come up and give me a ticket for double parking.
Hattie, I'm sure if you're here, Professor Chan won't be... Where is he? Professor Chan. He's disappeared.
Uh-uh. Is my face red?
Yeah. Hey, we gotta do something quick. The phone.
Phone? Where?
Right here in the script.
Number, please.
Police headquarters, and hurry. Now, keep cool, Hattie.
Hello?
Hello. This is Eddie Cantor.
This is Washington. What's going to be with that $7.50?
Look. Operator.
Operator.
Get me Harry Von Zell at NBC.
Keep cool, Hattie. Keep cool.
That's my line.
Hello? Hello, Harry Von Zell speaking.
Harry, what are you doing?
Oh, Eddie, I'm just getting ready to say, ladies and gentlemen, to honor the Girl Scouts of America, our 13-year-old Olive Major sings Libiamo from the opera Traviata.
Libiamo nel niente ca, e ci che la benedetta in fio, e la fuggi, volà, l'industria va tutta. Libiamo nei voci di quelli che suscita l'amore, poiché quella chiaca è onnipotente.
was as fine a bit of singing as I have ever heard, dear.
Harry, how do you like that? What Von Zell said was so interesting, I forgot to ask him for help.
Eddie, careful, look. I've got him tied up. The mystery man.
Mystery man? That's Charlie Chan. That's Charlie Chan.
Do not worry. All this part of Chan's plan.
I'll untie you. Russian, if you want to help us find the mystery man, you must realize that it's a very dangerous task.
Here is something you can use, Russian. Chinese double-barreled repeater.
Thank you. Such a lovely pipe. I think I'll smoke it.
Russian, be careful. It's not a pipe.
Don't worry. First, I'm putting it in my mouth.
Oof.
Then I'm lighting a match.
Oof.
My, oh, my, what strong tobacco.
Russian, do you realize what you did? You shot a bullet in your mouth.
You know, a better way to fill a cavity.
Have you done anything to find Mr. Man?
Indeed I have. And what an experience.
Yes.
I'm searching around in one of the dark rooms. Finally, I'm finding the door. I open it.
Yes.
I rush in and slam the door behind me. Suddenly, my blood is running cold. A chill goes up my spine.
What happened?
I was in the icebox.
Yes? Canada, this place is too spooky. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Addie Strike, my advice to you is take baby and get out of town quickly. Leave mystery man to me.
Canada, you're not getting out of town. You're not even getting out of this house.
Did you hear that, Harry? We've got to get out. But how? The windows are barred. The doors are locked.
Don't worry, Miss Canada. You can follow me through them holes in the wall.
What holes?
I'll make them as I go along.
Oh, there you are, Eddie. We've been waiting for you. What happened?
Charlie Chan is taking care of the mystery man. Get the baby ready. Pack the bags, Harry.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. We gotta get out of here.
Yes, but how?
We are the men who can get you out. Company, halt! Attention!
Those are the fellas who write your script.
Looks more like an Elks convention. Now listen, you writers, let's get this straight. I must have a change of pace. A new locale for the show next week. Some gay and romantic place.
How's about Reno?
Niagara Falls.
Oxford, Bermuda, or Burma.
Boys, if it's all the same to you, I'll go back to my favorite terra firma. Wistful Vista is for Mr. and for Mrs. Fibber McGee. Harlem is dandy for Amos and Andy, but Broadway was made for me. For Waukegan is intriguing to Jack Benny, I must agree. Johnson has Olsen and Mammy has Jolson, but Broadway was made for me. Florida has Barracuda, Boston's that way about Dean. Onions cry for Bermuda, but my heart is right between Brooklyn and Queens. Old Van Buren is alluring to the Bob Burns family tree. Maine is for Valley, Berlin, Tin Pan Alley, but Broadway was made for me.
Broadway!
That crazy thoroughfare!
Broadway!
The street with smiles to spare!
Broadway!
It's like a millionaire! Meet and speak and live and thrive and thank the stars that they're alive!
From the Great Lakes to the Cambridge, this is our land and it's free!
So I thank my maker for each blessed acre, from mountaintop to